Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We got 25 more minutes of this show, and then the Bible teaching program of Dr. Alistair Begg will be up after our program, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Walker Wildman, and you can go to our Today's Issues Facebook page, right, Walker, to check out. If people want to hear a story we've talked about and they want to read it themselves, something we've talked about, they can go there, right?
Yeah, they can go to our Today's Issues Facebook page and actually watch the show live from 10 to 11:30.
And who wouldn't want to do that? Honestly, who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, it's great.
I know if I had an opportunity, I would sit down in front of a computer and watch our show
for an hour and a half
on the internet. Huh?
But if they want to listen to the show, maybe tonight, they're not able to listen to it right now. They want to listen tonight to the full show. They can go to AFR.net and listen to the podcast.
We have a podcast there?
Yes, sir.
What is a podcast exactly?
It's a recording. It's basically a radio show recording
that we put in a pod?
It's digital. Yeah. We put it in a pod. It will deliver it by drone to your listening device and download it.
So we have drone delivery? Sleep.
Drone delivery.
It's like Amazon.
Just leave your window open at night, and it's kind of like elves coming in and... You know, repairing your
shoes. And
there'll
be a picture of Tim and Ed right on the front of the package.
No, you download it. You download the content directly from your computer.
People are going to think we're serious. They're going to call in and say, here's my address.
Send your drone. Send your drone with your podcast. I want that. No one understand what it is exactly, but I would like to have it delivered to
my
house.
Hello, I left the window open last night. No podcast.
So we put it in a pod, and we're casting it.
I'm looking up the definition of podcast in this discussion.
Please do. All these terms are thrown at people, and most Americans, and I don't think they understand what they are.
I got the answer for us.
What is it?
Here's the definition of podcast. A digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a computable.
Computable.
Hold on.
That's a good word you just invented right there.
Computable.
Here.
Yeah, you need to patent that.
Here's why I just said that. I just got that word mixed up. Downloading to a computer or portable media player. So I read ahead while I was reading.
You put the two words together. You took computer and portable and merged them.
Absolutely computable.
I need to copyright that.
All right.
This show is computable, folks.
Steve Jordahl with American Family News.
Good morning. And maybe before we get, I got a question for Walker there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Who
exactly were you talking to when you said, if you're not listening now and you want to listen to it later?
I was listening I was talking to the people who aren't listening.
Okay. Just checking.
That's kind of like, all right, all those who are not here, please raise your hand.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I'm checking.
For everyone... I want everyone who's within the sound of my voice to listen to me.
Yeah.
If you're not within the sound of my voice,
you don't have to listen.
Disregard what I'm saying. All right. All right.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Steve,
good morning.
What's in the news, Steve?
Well, let me first say that if you go to onenewsnow.com, in the next, I think it's up now, actually. They had the poll question pretty quickly.
Giving away a free cruise?
Give us your opinion. We want to know if you have an opinion about what should happen with Hillary Clinton now that she lost the election.
What do you mean, like go to jail or not?
Well, should they prosecute? Should we just leave her alone?
You know what they should do? You've asked me now, Steve. I'm going to tell you my opinion here.
I want it.
Okay. What Donald Trump should do, first of all, quit talking about how wonderful the Clintons are. You just spent a year beating her by saying what terrible people they are in government. Don't now flip-flop on me, all right? Number one, because you sound schizophrenic. I understand you want to be not. There's no need to be unnecessarily provocative or ugly to people post-election. And so I understand that. Just don't say as your mama said, don't say anything at all.
Right.
Okay.
Can't say something good.
Yeah. I would say with Trump, and this is me, this is my own personal opinion. You guys may differ in your opinion of this. The email stuff that Comey went over, let that go, okay? Because he's already, you're not really going to be able to go, probably going to be able to go back and do that again. And I don't know if anybody wants to anyway.
I don't think anybody cares about
that. No, she paid the price because she lost the election.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the ultimate imprisonment if you want to. Now, the FBI investigations and the congressional investigations of the Clinton Foundation and the pay-per-play for Secretary those charges, he needs to let those, and I think he will. He thinks to let those go forward.
He really didn't have a choice about that. That's up to the Justice Department.
Then that's okay, good, because that's just carrying out the law. Okay?
And that's what he ought to say. He said, let the FBI do its job.
And he hasn't said he's going to stop that, mm-hmm. has he?
But, no. And again, that's not his. It really isn't his call.
But what does he mean when he's not interested in?
This is what I think is going to be really interesting about this in a kind of serious vein here, because it's going to be one of these tests about did we get what we thought we got with Donald Trump? Because if nothing happens
for then, most people, Steve, excuse me for interrupting you.
No, go ahead.
For most people, it was we didn't get Hillary Clinton.
Well, and that might be the case, but here's the deal. If nothing happens with regard to Hillary Clinton from now on out, then it's kind of proof that whole Hillary Clinton email, the Hillary Clinton play for play, all of that was political because the politics is over. Now we're done with it. If it's actually a legal issue and she was guilty of something and the American people don't want...
Then they need to go forward.
Then they need to go forward with something, and that'll be the sign. You can tell whether or not it was political or if it was a legal, legitimate right.
In order for it to stop, though, with the FBI, because everything was on the line here for these FBI agents investigating the Clinton Foundation in three different offices of the FBI, as I understand it. Everything was on the line. Had she won, they would have been hung. Now, I mean that metaphorically, but I mean they didn't take down the queen.
They would have been fired.
And they would have been. They would have been. Yes, they would have been fired. That would have been over. Mm-hmm. And but now with Trump having won, I think what is going to happen, although he's saying these niceties, I think what is going to happen, he's just going to let. I know what you're saying, Steve. He doesn't have the legal authority to stop these investigations anyway. But let's be real. Politically, he could call over there and say, shut it down.
That's what Obama did.
Yeah, that's what Obama did.
Yeah.
But I think President-elect Trump will probably just say, hey, I don't have any control. FBI will do what they will do. They're investigating this prior to the election. They're going to be investigating it post-election, I assume. Mm-hmm. And I'll know more when I get my own AG in there.
And I don't like that he's saying they're nice people. I don't want to hurt them. To me, that's just a bunch of fluff. I think he should just not comment if he doesn't have anything important to say. But one thing I think the angle he's taking is if he is going to recommend a prosecution or try to sway it that way, even though, like we said, it's outside of his power, he's not going to announce it to the world right now because there's these protests and the media is blaming him for all the rioting and stuff. The last thing he needs to do is come out and say, I'm going to put Hillary in jail.
Well, he did say, let me just say this. Now, obviously, if you have an independent Justice Department, which is what it's supposed to be, it rarely is because the president appoints the attorney general oftentimes. But now he did say in one of his debates.
You're talking about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, that he would call for an independent special prosecutor.
Yes.
So that he does have.
Now, that he does have the power to do that.
Now, was that over the was he talking about the
email?
I don't remember if that was email or the foundation.
Private server.
My sense is that because Comey has twice, you know, the current director of the FBI said there's nothing there. To me, that's probably dead issue.
Prosecutable is what he said.
Prosecutable
because he couldn't prove.
But I think there's probably grounds to at least investigate the pay per play.
And that's ongoing.
And that is currently ongoing. And it started under a Democratic president.
Yes, it did.
I think Trump would be wise to say, listen, this started under the Obama, DOJ.
Right.
We're going to let them finish their work.
Right.
And I'm going to go about doing my business, and we're going to abide by their decision.
I respect the FBI, but Comey saying that's not prosecutable is a bunch of bogus.
She broke
the law, and it could be prosecuted swiftly in court.
You're talking about the... putting the private email server where she sent classified.
It was clear that her intent was to be able to do things secretly. so that you could not have a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information request,
but Comey,
to look at what she had going
FBI
in and
Director
out of her
Comey
email.
Comey said, I couldn't prove her intent. And what you're saying, Ed, is, come on, man. The intent is you had the private server to begin with.
All I have to do, if I get pulled over with drug paraphernalia, okay, it's just in a box, okay, and I get pulled over and the police find that, I don't have to. They don't have to prove that I intended to, you know, make drugs or to smoke dope.
I got you.
Don't have to prove that. The paraphernalia is present. That is enough to prosecute. And to me, what Hillary Clinton did is in that same vein. You don't have to prove whether she intended it, because people can, you know, if you walk into a bank with a stocking over your head and a gun in your pocket. You can say it, but you're going to prison. You can say, I didn't intend to rob the bank. Well, you walked in, you know, with all intents and purposes.
That's a good. So that's what she did. And Comey goes, you know, I just can't get in her head.
Right. Yeah.
She's wearing the stocking, got the gun, but I can't prove that she really intended to rob the bank. In essence, that's what he's saying. That's why it was so, Walker called it bogus. It was so laughable out loud that a lot of people saw. What do you mean you can't prove intent? First of all, according to Trey Gowdy and others, I heard you had never you the burden to prove intent was not on the FBI Director Comey or the Justice Department. The mere fact that she he added that as a as a step. But anyway, back to our discussion here. Where we want to change topics.
But that is on One News Now,
discussion at onenewsnow.com, and we've been wanting to talk to you about that box, Ed.
Today's issues is the name of the what box y'all talking about?
Paraphernalia.
Okay. Well, you know, we've all grown up with the ignorance is no excuse for the law.
Right,
for breaking the law. Everybody always heard that. So I can't, to use another analogy, you know, if I get pulled over for going 75 in a 55, but what I tell the police officer, man, I had no intention to do that. I'm so sorry. No, he's going to write me a ticket. But if Hillary, in the same way, Hillary Clinton would be going 50, 75 into 55. James Comey pulls her over and goes, I know you didn't mean to do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Really, I know you had a lead foot, but you probably weren't even paying attention. So I can't prove what was in your heart or your mind, so you need to move on down the road. I'm sorry.
Keep going. Go on to Cracker Barrel.
Today's issues is the name of this show here on the American Family Radio Network. What else you got, Steve Jordahl?
Just a quick update, and it probably doesn't need a discussion, but 8 or 9 injured at Ohio State. They have shot one suspect dead. They have declared the scene secure. They were looking for several others. I don't know if they found them or not. It's always an ongoing, fluctuating thing. But if you're thinking and praying today, pray for the community at Ohio State. Tragedy there. Although it looks like, although one is in critical condition.
I was just watching the TV screen. If you can't appreciate what these police officers go
absolutely.
Through, mm-hmm. Folks, the police officers in this country need our support probably now more than ever because they are under siege. And I'm sitting here watching, for example, a camera covering this Ohio State University shooting. These cops, where most people run away from shootings,
they go in.
They run to it.
In danger, they go to it. These guys are wheeling up in their cars, not knowing who's what.
Where they are.
Or where they're going to be, or what they might be shot at, but they're trying to save innocent lives and quell a terrible situation.
Mm-hmm. I saw this first.
So they literally are every day putting their lives on the line.
I saw this firsthand in Colorado Springs when I was covering. I worked there, and I was covering the shooting of Planned Parenthood by the guy named Robert Deere, who was set up in a second story of Planned Parenthood and taking pot shots. Mm-hmm. Just truckload after truckload, armored vehicles of policemen would drive into the danger zone, set up a perimeter. I couldn't see the perimeter, but then they drive about 5 minutes later. They come back with a body or an injured person, and then they go right back in.
Yeah.
Just
they deserve
amazing.
All respect, no doubt.
So as far as what else is going on, now you guys talked a little bit about the Colin Kaepernick thing. I just happened to bring some sound of the game in Miami that they had.
Okay, let me set this up real quickly for those who didn't hear the last hour. Colin Kaepernick is the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. He's the one who started the take a knee during the national anthem movement because America is a terrible place and it needs to be disrespected. And so this is a way of him protesting our country while he makes $11 million or whatever playing yep. football in a terrible country. But anyway, that's an aside. But he goes down to Miami, Florida, and he
wears... Having praised Fidel Castro.
Yes.
Wearing
a T-shirt of Castro. He's evidently, Kaepernick's developed this Marxist, I don't know, black power, sort of a Black Panther worldview mm-hmm. That he seems to have adopted. He's got the big afro now that is identified with the Black Power movement, and so this is what he's become, and so he goes down to play the Miami Dolphins, and Castro's just died. He's been praising Castro. You've got a lot of Cuban Americans who live in the Miami area, I guess, who are at the game. And they just
American-Americans.
Or American-Americans. Yeah, right. And they can't stand Castro because he's a brutal dictator, as Donald Trump said.
Right.
So here is the reaction.
This is his reception. He's the announcers are – you're going to first hear the announcers okay. from Fox, and they're saying Kaepernick graduated from, and he's going out, and then you hear the boos, and then you hear the reaction of the CBS – Fox commentators.
Okay. Now a 29-year-old native of Turlock, California, Colin Kaepernick. He had the electrifying start to his career. Nearly took the 49ers to back-to-back Super Bowls. Took him to a pair of NFC Championship games. And you hear the crowd immediately letting their feelings known on Colin Kaepernick. It was a huge story this week about Kaepernick wearing a Fidel Castro T-shirt and an exchange he had with a local writer. And it's been all over the newspapers, and of course, after Castro's death yesterday, that has been the story, and I mean around-the-clock story, as it naturally would be here in South Florida.
That from Fox News, Fox Sports.
That guy, Kaepernick, he's wearing a Fidel Castro T-shirt. He deserves every bit of that booing right there.
You know, I mentioned in the first hour, Brian Fisher, who's a San Francisco 49er fan lifelong, I think he watches the 49ers every week.
Right, okay? Since he was a child.
He said this morning, he said, I've never heard booing like I did at that game. I didn't see the game itself live. And I thought, because he said, not even a bad call from an official at a game. And I thought, well, that's a tall statement to make. I'd have to agree from listening to that. I don't ever remember... Yeah.
Especially when nothing sports-wise has been done yet.
And loud booing.
Usually the referees get that kind of boo.
To Brian's point, to what Ed just reiterated, somebody called it a cascading of boos. Yeah. That sounded like the whole stadium was booing Kaepernick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were booing him because he was a fan of Fidel Castro. And these people in Miami understand more than anybody what a brutal dictator Fidel Castro was. And here you have an American quarterback on a NFL team celebrating Fidel Castro.
Kaepernick, by the way, we mentioned this at the top of the hour last hour. He was stopped on the goal line the last play of the game and knocked backwards by a Miami Dolphin player who was is the son of a Cuban immigrant.
Yeah, poetic justice there. Yeah. And the whole Kaepernick thing, my father is a longtime 49er fan. We lived in the Bay Area. We grew up. They're still in the Bay Area. He's now a Raider fan.
Because of this?
Because of Kaepernick, exactly, and only because of
Kaepernick.
You know,
you just wonder, I'm not for muzzling celebrities, or NFL players, or anybody else on their views, because they're still Americans,
right?
But there's a time and place, I guess you could say, for your actions, and if you want to have a particular political worldview, but to take a knee at the national anthem, you are in an NFL uniform,
right?
Being paid by an NFL team. It's up to the I fault the 49ers and the NFL because they could say, listen, we have certain decorum here that we expect of our employees, all right? And if you want to hold a press conference once a week on your own to criticize America, then you can do that if you want to. But you're not going to draw our club or our league into some political statement with your on the field antics. And you can say what you want to, but being the national anthem is on the field in uniform with your, you know. And so anyway,
many people are noting that the NFL TV viewership is down, and they're crediting
in part
the protests that are going on there. So Colin Kaepernick has free speech. The NFL could curb it. They don't. But you know what? So do the fans in Miami have free speech, and they expressed it there.
And I'll say this. I just looked up the San Francisco 49ers record. They're 1-10.
They've lost 10 straight.
Yeah.
So you've got
Kaepernick wasn't the quarterback the whole time they were 1-10.
Yeah, but you're 1-10. Your quarterback gets booed everywhere he goes. Nobody
likes
him.
It's divisive. I think you got to cut him.
It's a distraction.
You got to cut him.
I think the one reason
after
they won't
the season's
cut him
over
is because they don't want to turn him into a victim.
Well, two, and they've got a contract with him. I don't know how long the contract lasts, but they have to pay him whether he plays or not.
I think the $11 million is actually the guaranteed part of the contract. Well, for the duration of the contract, he is guaranteed $11 million. I think he's got $17 million total, if I'm getting these numbers right. But $11 million is guaranteed whether he's cut or not.
As I've said before, the way you solve this problem is if at least you quell this problem, if you're the San Francisco 49ers of the NFL, you just do what I just said. You just tell him, listen, Colin, you can what you do in your own time is your own business. Mm-hmm. But when you're in an NFL uniform, you're not taking a knee during the national anthem.
All our players stand in a line. They don't have to hold their hand over their heart. They don't have to sing.
Right.
But
you're going to stand up.
One, you know, hold your helmet. You stand in line as a team, and that's what the way. Or you're fined, and if you want to, you know, we'll fine you, and then we cut you.
Yeah.
You said $11 million guaranteed?
I think
that's right.
I think that's right.
I think it's an
I am going to be calling his agent. Tim, you might be hearing from him.
Okay. Well, you have an agent?
I don't yet, but I'm thinking.
You know, the NFL is just, you know, the NFL also wouldn't allow the Dallas Cowboys to put a small decal on their helmet. Remembering
after those five officers were slain in Dallas.
Right. The Dallas Cowboys asked the NFL, can we, because the NFL is real, they're real careful about what they allow on their uniforms or not. And so the Dallas Cowboys said, can we put a small decal on our helmet, you know, remembering the police officers who died this summer? Hmm. And the NFL said, no, you can't. I guess the NFL would say, we don't want to get into having to approve or disapprove every decal on whatever reason.
And I can understand that.
Yeah, yeah. But when you then allow Colin Kaepernick to take a knee during the national anthem, you're not – that's the same thing as putting – you can say it's different. It's not. It's the same thing as allowing or disallowing a decal on a uniform.
Right.
It's speech.
How much trouble can it be regulating decals on 32 teams' helmets? That's got to take one guy about 4 hours.
I know. Anyway, quite frankly, the NFL deserves whatever backlash they get for not telling Colin Kaepernick, get off your knee.
It's affected my viewership. I'm serious.
You're one of those people.
It's very distasteful to me to watch NFL games now.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Tim.
Walker, thank you. Ed, thank you.
Absolutely.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.